Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
Download the River Network app and click Big Willie 105.5 to get Dimitri live and dangerously local Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. Also, the River Talk Radio Network, which with our latest radio station signal, 94.9 FM, along with 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430. It's the audio path of totality. You can also see the show Facebook live stream. Go to my Facebook profile page. That's Dimitri Vassilaris, the one with his 7,500 followers. And follow me. By all means, follow me. And you can also see the Facebook live stream on the Big Willie 105.5 Facebook page as well. So how you doing, everybody? Thanks for watching. If you just joined us, I've been calling out every person apparently connected with East Ohio Regional Hospital. I don't believe a God bless a thing I'm being told by anyone, and now including, sadly, Steve Novotny. For him to include at the end of his slobbering piece on Harold Ramsey, that, and I've got it here somewhere. Now, what did I do with this? I just had it here. Novotny is a subcontractor for East Ohio Regional Hospital. This does not pass the smell test. And the other thing with lead news, then we'll do our contest here. A pair of tickets for Gary Allen. Don't call yet, but we're going to be doing that in a few nanoseconds. About lead news, the blog, Steve Novotny's blog. It says here, what's the mission? Well, our departments reveal that intent, do they not? Yeah, actually, they are revealing that intent, but not in the way that you had said, Steve. And it also goes on with lead news. The first paragraph of a news story that usually include all the critical element of the involved incident. That's what L-E-D-E, lead, L-E-D-E, it's the original spelling for what's defined as, and I'm quoting here now, because there are two grammatical mistakes in this. The first paragraph of a news story that usually include all the critical element of the involved incident. I believe that should read the first paragraph of a news story that usually includes all the critical elements of the involved incident. So I'm guessing that there are two grammatical errors here in the mission statement of Steve Novotny's blog, Lead News. They look like two grammatical, maybe I'm wrong, but I think they're grammatical errors. But the bottom line is this. In simpler terms, our content will offer the tell-all of the tale. This is the mission statement for Steve Novotny's blog, Lead News. In simpler terms, our content will offer the tell-all of the tale. But he's calling himself a subcontractor for East Ohio Regional Hospital. East Ohio Regional Hospital still pretending to be a viable business online, including on Twitter, by the way. Still more than happy to have a phone line open so that you can pay your bill, you know, to them. Not one thing about this story, not one character associated with this story is believable to me. A contractor. Jeez. A subcontractor, at least. Unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. I wonder how many other of his interviewees, guests are also paying him. And he hasn't disclosed it. Is Greg Thomas paying him? Is Erica Storch paying him? Regis guy, is he paying him? His usual guests that come on, are they paying him? I don't know. Would he disclose it? I don't know. Maybe he's a subcontractor to each one of them as well. I don't know. Any advertiser on his blog? The other stories that he's written about other people, are they paying him? I don't know what to believe with East Ohio Regional Hospital. In fact, I do know what to believe. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. They're still pretending to be open for business and still be more than happy to provide you with a phone number and a place where you can leave a message so that you can pay your bills. And they've been closed since March. And the URL, if you don't believe me, check it out yourself.
EOHospital.com. EOHospital.com. That's East Ohio Regional Hospital. They're pretending they're still open for business. And you can pay your bills. And on Twitter. Steve doesn't know this. Absolutely unbelievable. But he's a subcontractor. I probably put up some drywall. All right, next. I got to read this, and I'm very happy to read this, but I'm terrible at reading this. So here goes. Do not call yet. I'll tell you when to call. Gary Allen at the Capitol Theater on Saturday, November 8th, Wheeling, West Virginia. Multi-platinum country artist Gary Allen is set to bring his tour to the Capitol Theater Saturday, November 8th. Tickets go on sale Friday, August 22nd, 10 a.m., the West Banco Arena box office, Capitol Theater, Wheeling.com or etix.com. About Gary Allen. With the allure of a modern-day outlaw, Gary Allen has won over fans, peers, and critics with his signature blend of smoldering vocals, rebellious lyrics, and a raucous live performance while becoming a force in the country music scene. Allen has remained true to his artistic voice each step of the way. Allen's most recent album, Ruthless, was released in June 2021. The 13-song album features songs produced by Mark Wright, Tony Brown, Greg Dorman, Jay Joyce, and Allen himself. The previous album, Set You Free, topped the Billboard 200 pop chart, a career first for Allen, and it goes on and on and on and on. The key thing here is Gary Allen tickets. You need to buy lots of tickets. It is Friday, August 22nd, 10 a.m. That's when you start. That's when they go on sale. Gary Allen, Saturday, November 8th, 8 p.m. Doors open at 6:30 p.m. Capitol Theater, Wheeling. Ticket prices starting at only $36. West Banco Arena box office. And I got a pair of tickets. Now, here's how it works. A little different this time. You be the 10th caller. Dimitri Studio Hotline is 740-325-1490. 10th caller. You have to give us not only your full name, but also your phone number and email address, because I do not have the tickets here. I have to take your name and your contact information and then send it to the main person here at the Ohio Midland News Group, and he gets in touch with his people at the Capitol Theater, and they'll get you your tickets. That's how it works. So after you are the 10th caller and you win, I'm going to put you on hold. Do not hang up. I'll get your information off air, your phone number, and your email address. But that's how it works. All you have to do is be the 10th caller. Here's the number. I'm going to, let's clear. Hold on. Let me make sure the lines are cleared. Line one, line two, line three, line four, line five, line six, line seven, line eight, line nine, line 10. Okay. They're all. I couldn't even hang up right. Jesus. All right. The lines are cleared. 10th caller wins a pair of tickets. Gary Allen, if you are the 10th caller, hold on. I've got to talk with you off air to get your phone number and your email address. Right now, we have exactly one person calling for Gary Allen tickets. This unbelievable or what? 740-325-1490. 740-325-1490. If you've won anything here at either Big Willie or our other stations, the Ohio Midland News Group stations, you are not eligible. If you've won anything in the past 30 days, you are not eligible. All right, let's get started here. Line one, Big Willie 105.5. What's your first name?
Pat.
Pat, where are you calling from?
Flushing, Ohio.
Flushing. Okay, Pat, thank you so much. You are the first caller. Line two, Big Willie 105.5. What's your name?
Jamie.
Is that me in the background?
Yes, you're on.
You're caller two. All right. When you call, please turn down the volume. I can't hear myself in the background and have a conversation. Turn down the volume on your phone or whatever device you're using to listen to me. All right, Big Willie 105.5, what's your first name?
Dina.
Dina, where are you calling from?
Martins Ferry.
Okay, you're caller number three. Good luck to you. All right, Big Willie 105.5, what's your first name?
Brandon.
Brandon, where are you calling from?
Whalen.
Okay, you are caller number four. Good luck to you. Big Willie 105.5, what's your first name?
Renee.
Renee, where are you calling from? Shadyside. Okay, you are caller number 5. Good luck to you, Renee. Big Willie 105.5. What am I hearing? What is this noise? What's in the background there? Hello? Phone calls are not a, it's a simple concept. You call, you speak, you don't have any background noise, you don't act like a maroon. No passive aggressive calls today, please. Hi, Big Willie 105.5, what's your first name?
Tawny.
Tawny?
Yes.
Okay, where are you calling from?
My car.
Okay, your caller number 6. She's laughing at her car. I don't know. Big Willie 105.5, what's your first name? Hello? He hung up. Do you believe this? Stop it! Why is this so hard for... Big Willie 105.5, what's your first name?
Brandon.
Bourbon?
Brandon.
Mervin.
Brandon.
Brandon, I'm sorry. Your caller number 7. Good luck to you, sir. Big Willie 105.5, what's your first name?
Brian.
Brian, okay, your caller number 8. Good luck to you. Big Willie 105.5, what's your first name?
Dina.
Dina, your caller number 9, so close and yet so far away. I'm sorry. Big Willie 105.5.
Yeah, this is Pat from Flushing, Ohio.
Pat, congratulations, your caller number 10. Yes! Yes!
That'll be a great show.
Yes, it is a great show. Pat, what's your last name?
Varner.
Spell it.
V is in Victor.
Yep.
A-R-N-E-R.
N-E-R. Okay, now here's what I'm going to do, Pat. I'm going to put you on hold. You're not going to hear anything except static. And I've got to get into the other part of this show, and then I will get back to you off air, and you give me your phone number and your contact, your email address, okay?
Absolutely.
All right, just hold on now. I'm not hanging up on you, but you're not going to hear anything. Just hold on. I'll get back to you. All right, thank you so much. Well, there's Pat Varner. He won. He is the big winner of the pair of tickets for the Gary Allen show, and that'll be at the Capitol Theater Saturday, November 8th. You know, this went so well, except for a few of those calls. I think we might do this again tomorrow. That's what I think. I think we might do this again tomorrow. Dimitri, live and dangerously local, your subcontractor of truth on Big Willie.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. Today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, well, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say that I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't